Former Trump prosecutor Mark Pomerantz was forced to plead and invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination when asked a very poignant, seemingly easy question under oath whether he violated the law during his investigation of former President Trump. I'm going to show you the video in just a second. It is extremely revealing, but just a little bit of context first. Pomerantz, again, was a former senior prosecutor on Manhattan DA Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg's team investigating Trump. He resigned in protest after the DA ended the investigation. Pomerantz testified before the House Judiciary Committee back in May and pleaded the Fifth when he was asked under oath. Remember, Soros-funded DA Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg announced in April 2023 he was upending the law and charging President Trump with 34 felonies in a catch-and-kill scheme. In case you don't know, this is also called a non-disclosure agreement. It occurs when two parties agree to not discuss a policy publicly, a certain issue. It often includes a payment to one of the parties. This is very, very legal, very, very above the books, above the table. Nothing weird, strange, or nefarious going on here. That's all Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg had on Trump. Now he's depending on a local jury of communists, essentially, to find Trump guilty. This shouldn't be too hard for New York City. For the record, this case has been tossed from every other court that tried to bring charges against Trump. Remember, every legal scholar, legal specialist, legal law professor, bipartisan on both sides of the aisle, this is a nonpartisan issue, have all stated this trial should have never seen the light of court. It's so crazy. I want to show you this clip first because I know you probably have missed this. Is that considering that New York City has got skyrocketing crime, nobody feels safe, there's more random acts of violence, universities are being overrun by pro-Hamas terrorists, and Bragg is making up felonies as he's ignoring all of the crime that's happening in New York City. Listen to this.
Ms. Bragg, in background says that there were 34 false business records. And they would never conceal another crime, but the indictment does not specifically say what those crimes were. We are assuming, perhaps, that they might be election related. I'm wondering if you can specify what laws were also broken.
Sure. So let me say as an initial matter that the indictment doesn't specify that because the law does not so require.
There you have it. He says it right there, live in front of the entire world. I don't have to tell you what the indictment is. I don't have to tell you what the crime is because the law does not require me to do so. This is absolutely, it's gut-wrenching to our credibility as a country. It's gut-wrenching to the morale of the American people. I'm going to quote Kevin Leary, the brand of America. Our global perception is dwindling under Tombstone Biden, the vegetable in chief. All of these appointees, Fannie Cash Money G, Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg, Letitia Big Shame James, and Jack Corrupt Smith, they are all minions of the Obama-Clinton consortium. None of these trials, none of these crimes, none of these investigations have any basis. They have no merit whatsoever. He's inventing crimes. He's inventing felonies. When New York, the irony is, the profound sadness, really, during a time when New York is facing unprecedented crime waves. Jim Jordan subpoenaed a former Manhattan DA prosecutor and Hillary Clinton lawyer Mark Pomerantz for a deposition in early 2023. He went on to write a book on the topic. He claims the investigation developed evidence convincing us that Trump had committed serious crimes. And then he goes on to say, when you see this video, when he failed to actually say anything and he pleaded the Fifth, he actually went on to say this, quote, "It gives me no joy to invoke my legal rights, but I am glad that the law allows me not to cooperate with this performance of political theater." Check this out.
On the advice of counsel, I'm not going to answer that question, sir.
Asserting any privilege?
Privilege against self-incrimination.
And did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump?
Objection. Same response.
Did you break any laws when you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection. Same response.
Ms. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights when you worked on the Trump investigation?
Objection.
I have the same response to your question.
Mr. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights while you worked at the Manhattan DA's office?
Objection.
Same answer.
Did you misuse any federal funds while investigating President Trump?
Same response.
Did you misuse any federal funds while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Same response.
And did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Objection.
Same response.
And did you violate any canons of legal ethics when you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you ever violate any canons of legal ethics while you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Objection.
The same response.
You know, this reminds me, some of you are old enough to remember this, this reminds me of the O.J. Simpson trial. You know, he just recently passed away. When Detective Mark Furman was basically caught in a lie, he was caught committing perjury under oath. And when he was on the stand a second time to answer for that, he did the same thing that Pomerantz did. He pleaded the fifth. And there was a point where the prosecution, Marsha Clark, objected and said, why are they keep asking him questions? He's just going to plead the fifth the entire time. And then smartly, wisely, the defense, I think it was Cochran, said, we only have one more question, or maybe it was Effley Bailey, I can't remember. And he said, Detective Furman, did you or anyone from the LAPD plant evidence or misuse evidence? And he pleaded the fifth. And I'll never forget, the lead detective on that case, I believe it was Detective Lang, later said in an interview that that was the biggest mistake of the entire trial, that he should have said absolutely not. The LAPD never, ever tampers with evidence. He should have been emphatic. He should have been a lot more responsive to that question. Why is Pomerantz? I mean, these are very simple questions. Like, did you, violate legal code of conduct by going after Donald Trump? Did you do anything in this investigation of Donald Trump that was unlawful? Were you guys targeting him? Why can't he just say, of course not? No, this was all, even questions such as simple as like, do you trust DA Alvin Bragg? Do nothing Bragg. He says, I plead the fifth. So he's hiding behind the Fifth Amendment. Now, in the legal ecosystem, anytime a witness, anytime somebody hides behind or pleads the fifth, it is a very unspoken, strong indication of self-admission of guilt. Why are you hiding behind the fifth? If you have nothing to hide, if you're all about the truth, if everything that you're doing is ethical, why hide behind the fifth? Why? Because this entire trial is a sham. This entire trial is blatantly, unequivocally election interference. They know they can't beat him. They know the vegetable in chief can barely function. They know that his approval rating is the worst of any president of any time in the history of the United States of America. They know they can't beat him legitimately. So they're doing all of this to get in the way of what the people want. Now, this video, again, was filmed in a deposition where he was subpoenaed. Mark Pomerantz was subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee back in 2023. The reason this is coming up now, the reason this is making the rounds now, and this is so relevant now, is because of everything I just said. If this case was legitimate, there would be no need to plead the fifth. If this quote-unquote hush money trial, this 34 counts felonies charged up and lurched up by DA Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg were actually legitimate, there would be no need for this. This video is poignant now because the American people are fed up. We're all sick of it. And mainstream media, you think mainstream media is going to talk about this? You think MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS? Look, I do my due diligence. I do my qualitative and quantitative research every single time before I publish a video. I have to watch these god-awful shows by CNN and others. And I'm telling you, and I have to read the New York Times. God, I have to like take a shower afterwards, but I still do it. I do it for you, Nez Nation. It's awful. I can't stand it because it's just so obvious to me how skewed, biased, and you know, absolutely false all of it is. It's really the most vile type of journalism you can imagine. They're not talking about this. Nobody's talking about this. So what you need to do is you need to tap the thumbs up. You need to share this video with everybody you know, because people still actually believe what they hear from these unreal anti-American hypocrites on mainstream media. They still believe this stuff. They don't know about these things. They don't know that this is a sham trial. They don't know that this is blatant election interference. You got to share this video with everybody, especially your liberal friends. You got to share this with everybody. Tap the thumbs up so we can get more reach. I want to throw this off to you. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments. It is physically impossible for me. So, you know, consider becoming a member. Members get top priority, plus a whole bunch of other perks. It only costs you a cup of coffee to be a member of our channel. We would really, really deeply appreciate you. We have our members-only Discord, tons of other perks, live streams, live Q&A. We've got a guest coming up that only members get to ask questions. And then also, I got something free for you, too. Consider becoming a Nez Nation Insider. That is our free newsletter. So you get everything, latest breaking news, current events, top stories, everything you need to know from an objective professor who's doing all my own due diligence right to your inbox. And it's absolutely free. So all of that is in the pinned comment, show notes, and in the description. Make sure you check that out. Just click the link, give us your best email, and you are in. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now in case you missed them. And as always, God bless you, your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.